Coach, you talk about the sense of adjustment and refocusing after that opening drive or over the stadium after that from a lockdown.
Well, we played a little bit better. We got ourselves into, some better things and got acclimated to a little different personnel grouping than what they have done an awful lot of. They played with four wide receivers and a good portion of the time, and that hasn't been their, number one look. So it took, just some adjustments, some bench adjustments, and some recognition, I think, on our part. We let a few things get away from us, but, a little later on we came back and played them a little bit better.
Can you talk about the focus on how you play specifically?
Well, he's an awfully good young player, and, it's easy to say, he can just run fast, but I was impressed the way he played. I mean, we probably looked at it as though, it was the speed was the element for him, but he can do some other things. He made some people miss, from time to time, and obviously the big play that he had catching the ball down the middle in that first drive, that was indicated that he's a well-rounded player as well. So I think he's going to be a fine player, and we didn't play him as well as I'd hoped that we would, but after we got acclimated to what was going on, we did a little bit better job on it.
How much of a lift do you think the game was after a long stage of your
settlement? It's a good observation. It's not sort of a question, it's just a good observation because it did. Because you got a lot of guys sometimes that, and I'm not saying ours were, but sometimes when that happens, you have a lot of guys standing around looking at each other saying, wow, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, you don't have time to do that, because he put it back in the end zone. I think, personally, I think it had a major impact on the, not on the outcome of the ball game as much as just on the mindset of our players at that early stage of the game. They did a nice job, as far as I think we only had one sack. I'm not positive about that, but, the protection was good. And that's against two of the best, I won't say the best, but, two of the best pass rushers in off the edges in the conference, based on at least what we've seen up to this point in time. Our tackles had to do a good job of back helped out a little bit once in a while. So, and it wasn't always perfect, but, by and large, I thought we did a pretty nice job.
From your side, then, too, your defense pressure really tried to stop the flat play. Did you have good pressure on
it? We did. It was inconsistent. Some of those, we got, we had three sacks, so somebody's got the stats in front of them. Something along those lines, but it's not always a sack. It's just maybe forcing some errant throws or forcing a scramble. And I thought it was a combination. We had some good movement up in front. We had some hard pressure off the edge and inside. But I thought on several of those, probably a couple of those sacks are what you'd call coverage sacks. He didn't have any place to go with the ball, and that cost him some extra time, and we were able to get to him. So it was a team effort. Well, I thought, with the exception of two snaps in the ball game, I thought our special teams, played extremely well. We had the blocked punt because our punters count the laces on the ball, and he got to 10, and then they blocked it. We had one where, we had a guy on the return. We had a great chance of the return. We had a guy just give up on it. And outside of that, every passer of the kicking game was really awfully good. I was proud of the way we hit the ball. I was proud of our place kicker and, hitting. I hated, like Blazers, to, it's one of those decisions to make, to kick a field goal with the score of what it was. But, we really needed to see, where his range was, because all of his field goal kicks had been, 32, 33, etc. I think his longest may have been 38, and I don't know what that one was, but it was what we would normally maybe consider out of his range. Just wanted to see him do it, giving the experience of being able to do it. I apologize for that. Well, I felt, as I said, I think today we played collectively reasonably well. You know, we're not without, you know, mistakes in all facets of the game, but I thought we played reasonably well. Yes, this is a difficult stretch. We're only looking at it with next week. I mean, that's all we have in mind right now. We're not looking at the cumulative schedule as it goes, and, you know, still that one at a time. And TCU's, I think, has made amazing progress and a tremendous football team. I know, you know, they have, you know, some struggles today, and Boynton had a little more difficulty today, but he's proven what he can do, and they've proven what they can do, and we'll more than have our hands full, I can assure you that.
So, Wayne, you wanted a couple weeks ago, you were confident that you can go on.
Well, it doesn't hurt, I assure you that. You know, I think they, you know, we don't necessarily look at it that way, But I agree with you. I think that's probably true. Pat Asson, there'll be a few of them in here in a bit.
Coach Griffin has done some good things off the kind of thing with the Jonathan Freeman fumble. Kind of a team effort in that sense of because of how it came about. How much kind of did it epitomize what the season has been all about?
Well, I think what it's really been all about is, you know, a lot of guys playing together, and a lot of coaches doing a nice job with their personnel, and it still goes back to the discipline of it. And, you know, when we had difficulty, then there's discipline is probably where you could go with, trying to find fault with it. And I think our group is becoming more and more and more disciplined. You know, our defense is about being in the right place at the right time, doing the right things. You know, heard me say that, you know, a thousand times, and normally that's that's the way they play. And I was pleased for Jonathan. I'm going to go back and put a stopwatch on that return. He might be a little faster than I've given him credit for. I thought he ran pretty well. Looked like a running back, didn't it? But I was happy for Jonathan, you know, because he was kind of excited about it, and you know how I feel about John. You know, he's a pretty special young guy.
Yeah, as you appeared in a football game a day or so, could you just clear up exactly what transpired there and whether you guys had a particular ad or not?
Well, I made a mistake. I'm not going to dwell into it exactly how everything happened, but I made a mistake, and I embarrassed our university, and that's my responsibility, and that was my error. I'm not going to speak to it anymore right now, but that's my fault. Nobody else's.
There was a lot of guys on the team that made progress from a year ago. The kind of spreads really just came to the play to another level. It's just a shame.
Yeah, you know, what I really appreciate, and you've heard me say this, you know, I appreciate how he's maturing into, you know, playing the game. You know, he's been a different youngster. You know, he was kind of loose and, you know, just had a good time with everything, and, you know, how seriously he took it earlier. You know, I'm not altogether certain, but I've seen him become so very, very serious about it. And not that he doesn't, he's a fun guy to be around, but, he's really invested himself in that old adage about trying to get better all the time, and he really works at it now. You know, he puts in a good day, both of those guys up there. Valentino does the same thing. I mean, they practice like they play, and that's the way you want to get, you know, we want to get all of our guys to do, but they really does, and Travis has just gotten better, you know, day in and day out, I think. And it's because of the effort he's put into it and the mindset that he has that he can improve. It's not that, you know, that stabilized mindset. He's just always trying to get better.
Another couple of highlight reel catches for Tyler Lockett.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, do you ever get a chance to, in the middle of the game, you know, so many things going through your head, do you get a chance to sit back and appreciate some of the plays that you make? You're already so involved with the next play and everything that you really can only watch on film and get a look at them.
Well, I saw the main one that you talked about. He made several nice catches, and some of them that he made were heavily contested, you know, that more often than not probably get batted out of your hands. But, you know, the one you're talking about really was an excellent catch. And, you know, when they did come off the field after they scored, I certainly was happy and let him know that I was, and I appreciated what he did. You know, it's heartwarming to a certain degree because I've said so many times about Tyler. You know, here's a young guy, self-made man, you know, in regards to being an athlete and a football player. You know, when he came, he couldn't catch the ball any better than I can. And he's worked at it so diligently. I can catch the ball pretty well. But he works at it so diligently. And you've heard me say so many times, you know, he's the last guy off the field. He's out catching punts. He's out catching off the jugs machine. Keeps the quarterbacks out there until they, you know, feel like they're going to miss a meal. But he works at it, you know, and he cares. So I don't know what else I can say about him. But, yeah, I enjoy any of our guys when they have, you know, successes like that and do, you know, something a little extraordinary. Yeah.
Coach, it seems like every week he's been in both games, he's asking him to the best of what the league has got to play. Is that an indication of the fact that you guys are really starting to come together at the right time and in the part of the game?
Well, I mean, every week is the right time, you know, in my way of thinking. And our way of thinking, I think players hopefully, and I believe they would tell you, you know, exactly the same thing. You know, I mean, the important thing is just to try to stay healthy at this time of year. And, that's not the easiest thing in the world to do. But, you know, are we getting better? I think so. You know, so that's a gradual process as well. But I would say we're, you know, a better football team right now than we have been. But it's just been incremental, you know, and you always seem to do the same thing. And, you know, with little dips in the road, but yeah, we're an improved football team.
I've spoken, you
didn't hear what I said. I said I have spoken about the issue. I apologize. I made a blunder, major mistake. I've hurt the university. I accept the responsibility for it.
Would you let the ass remove that, or want him to remove it?
Would I want the ass removed? Yes. Yes.